The message of Christmas is a message of great joy. Has been this message since the first time, since the first Christmas, since Jesus was born, because that was the message the angels brought first to the shepherds. Now, I will announce you great joy for them and for all people. And here we are celebrating again that great joy. Yet, for many people, Christmas becomes a time of reflection, even sadness. It might happen that someone, you know, we cannot be, or many people cannot be with those they wish they would have been close at this time, because it's a family time. We remember those who are no longer with us, and we miss that we cannot give them a call, that we cannot wish them a Merry Christmas at the moment. In a world that we live and we know well, the way Christmas is seen out there, and some people might find it harsh because they cannot live up to the expectations that society calls for gifts, for, you know, the parties and everything else that is out there. And this week, while I was reading and meditating on Christmas, I came across a prayer by Father James Martin, whom I quite often follow his articles. And I'd like to share part of that prayer with you, because I think it sees the Christmas as the feast, as the joy of the inclusion, when everyone has a reason to celebrate. Even though we might think, say, oh, my Christmas, it won't be as happy, it won't be as full of lights as we wish it could be. But the prayer goes like this. Dear God, this Christmas, please help me to remember a few simple things. Help me remember that when you came, you became human. You came into the world in the most vulnerable way possible, as an infant. That meant that you were totally dependent on Mary and Joseph to care for you. And when you left this world, naked on a cross, you were vulnerable too. That shows what you were willing to do just to love me. You were vulnerable for me. Help me remember that when you came into this world, it was not into some powerful clan in Galilee, not into some great ruling family of Judea, and certainly not into royal dynasty in Rome. You could have come in power and exercised that power as a scholar, a soldier, a king, or an emperor. Instead, you came with no earthly power at all. You were powerless for me. Help me remember that you came into the world in the most vulnerable way possible, and that you could have entered the world in a wealthy family. There was no need for you to be born to a young, probably illiterate woman who was married to a simple carpenter and who lived in a town so insignificant that one of your disciples would make a joke about it. But you chose not only to enter a poor family, but to toil for many years as a laborer yourself. You were poor for me. Help me remember that you spent most of your life in obscurity in Nazareth, living an everyday life and working as a carpenter alongside Joseph. You were not well known. You did not set out to make a big name for yourself. In fact, the Gospels barely mention your hidden life in Nazareth, the place you spent your first 30 years. That is how simple, obscure, and uneventful most of your life was. You were unknown for me. Help me remember that when you became human, you took on a human body. That means you experienced everything that anybody does. It means that you experienced joy and sadness, frustration and anger, and all the emotions that any human being does, even in your divinity. You were human for me. Help me remember that your entire life, from your birth to your death on a cross, was spent in love. You loved Mary and Joseph and your whole extended family. Later, you loved your friends, disciples, and followers. You loved even your enemies and persecutors, and had a special love for anyone who was poor, sick, lonely, misunderstood, or marginalized in any way. Your entire life was poured out as one great offering of love. You were love for me. Help me remember that you offered yourself without counting the cost. You preached the good news to the poor, healed the sick, and shared the coming of the reign of God with everyone. Not everyone wanted to hear your message, but you kept proclaiming it until your death. You gave your whole self for humanity, even when we rejected you. You gave up even your body and spirit on the cross. You were everything for me. Help me remember that Christmas is only the beginning of the story. After your death, you returned as the risen one, never again to die, offering hope in the face of despair, love in the face of hate, and life in the face of death. Your rising on Easter Sunday revealed the same message that the angel told your mother when he announced the coming Christmas. Nothing is impossible for God. You were life for me. No one is forgotten by God. No one can be said to be left out of the story. The light that has shone in darkness is the light that gives meaning to our lives. And Jesus came as a poor. He came in what we celebrate today with so much light and so much joy, but at the very first time it was almost forgotten. There was no place in the inn. There was no place in Bethlehem, in the town, only outside. May this Christmas give us that comfort in our heart. And then to see us that when we come and we see and we meditate on that little child, an infant, as we heard, so vulnerable, may we fill our hearts of love for God. Because when we feel that we are vulnerable in life, when we feel that hope is vanishing from our lives, then we can connect with the Lord. Because the Lord has come in the most vulnerable way. And when we go and approach the manger and we see the nativity scene, we are not called only to admire that baby laying on that manger. No. We can have admiration. We can see how beauty is there. But above all, we are called to take sides and say, are we willing to walk with our God? Are we willing to be close to Him as He will to be close to us? Are we accepting the divinity that is in that child as He accepted to be human like us? Christmas is a gift from God. It's the gift of redemption. It's the beginning of the story of how our God wants to be walking with us every moment, every step. No one is forgotten. The joy and the message still echo on earth. The angels singing, glory to God in the highest. May that song be our song. May we join in their voices. May we thank the Lord. And may we fill our hearts with the joy that goes beyond the smile in our face. That's not the joy that is the gift from God. The gift from God is the joy that comes from within, from our hearts. And we want to celebrate, and we want to thank the Lord. And we want to remember that every moment of our lives. Because we know that God will never forget each one of us. A merry and blessed Christmas to all of you. May this Christmas bring joy, meaning to your lives, and that nearness, that connection with the Lord, our Savior.